Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Bill Clinton hospitalized.
Said to be in good spirits.
Yet another abortion ban ruling in Texas.
This case is undoubtedly headed to the Supreme Court.
Mental health crisis on campus.
Students are talking about this here, there, and everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Former President Bill Clinton is in the hospital near Los Angeles this morning, recovering from an infection. His spokesman says it is not COVID-related, and 75-year-old Mr. Clinton is in good spirits. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus has been in contact with his lead doctor, who's given him permission to discuss the case.
He started to feel lightheaded, nausea, vomiting, was brought to a hospital, and at that hospital was found to have an infection in his blood, and the infection source was found to be the urine. Bacteria that grew out was called E. coli, and he was put on what we call a broad-spectrum antibiotics. I certainly hope that he can go on an oral antibiotic today and then go home over the weekend. He's doing dramatically better.
Dr. Agus says Hillary Clinton was at the hospital yesterday. Another ruling on Texas abortion ban. An appeals court has reversed a lower court decision and says the toughest restrictions in the nation can remain in place for now. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Ultimately, the Supreme Court's going to have to sort it out, but that's not happening immediately. And meanwhile, states across the country are sure to pass laws that restrict women's abortion rights, even to the point that there will be no abortions after the 6 week.
We could get another decision on COVID booster shots soon. CBS's Laura Podesta.
An advisory panel to the Food and Drug Administration will today consider whether a booster shot of Johnson & Johnson is needed for those who received the single dose vaccine. Yesterday, that same panel backed the Moderna booster for high risk and older adults. Moderna's booster would be a lower dose, half the original.
The panel is also expected to make a recommendation on mixing and matching vaccines and boosters. Just weeks after the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan, suicide bombers have targeted a mosque in Kandahar packed with worshipers attending Friday prayers. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab has details from Kabul.
Dozens of people have been killed and many more have been wounded in a very serious attack. Footage of the gruesome aftermath shows bodies being carried out of the Bibi Fatima Mosque, where worshippers from the Shia minority had gathered for Friday prayers. So far, there have been no claims of responsibility for the attack, but it follows a similar pattern of violence by the Afghan affiliate of ISIS, known as ISIS-K. The militant group targeted another Shia mosque 1 week could go today, killing over 40 people.
Criminal charges could be on the way for a former top Trump advisor in connection with a congressional investigation into the January 6th attack. Correspondent Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill.
The select committee will vote on whether to hold Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. The former White House chief strategist was a no-show for a deposition yesterday. Bannon's attorney said his client will not be producing documents or testifying until the committee reaches an agreement with former President Trump over the scope of executive privilege. The committee said, "We reject his position entirely and will not tolerate defiance of our subpoenas."
Southern Baptist leader Ronnie Floyd's handed in his resignation after weeks of intense debate over how the church should handle a sex abuse investigation. It's been rocked by reports of hundreds of abuse cases uncovered in an investigation by the Houston Chronicle.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Should the highest court in the land make room for more justices? A bipartisan commission has just released a draft report. Correspondent Steve Dorsey is in Washington.
The report of the bipartisan commission created by the White House said expanding the 9-member Supreme Court could risk its legitimacy. It's a move sought by progressives after former President Trump successfully nominated 3 conservative justices. The committee's draft report did cite wide support for other reforms, including an 18-year term limit.
The Biden administration will comply with a judge's order and reinstate Trump-era border policy next month, forcing asylum seekers to wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. The change hinges on approval from the Mexican government. President Biden suspended the policy on his first day in office. Southern California's Highway 101 is open again and train service is back as firefighters make progress containing the flames of the Aliso fire in Santa Barbara. Still, the first red flag warning of fall is going up for L.A. and Ventura counties because of strong winds and low humidity. Angeles National Forest Chief Robert Garcia.
We can see really explosive fire behavior when you align that wind with a continuous fuel bed and in topography that's difficult to get into and engage.
Colleges across the country are dealing with a pandemic-era mental health crisis. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in North Carolina.
Parents gathered on the campus of UNC Chapel Hill to offer hugs, treats, and messages of support.
I want to be with those students and tell them it really, really, really will get better.
It's the latest effort to increase mental health awareness after 2 students died by suicide and 2 others attempted suicide in recent weeks. Seniors Sanam Shah and Claire Landis are part of a campus counseling group called Peer to Peer.
The past 18 months, we've had COVID on top of everything else. College is a super hard time, just socially, academically, financially for a lot of people.
Suicide is the second leading cause of death among the college-age population. And from 2019 to 2020, one report found nearly 37% of college and university students who had received mental health services had seriously considered suicide.
The gunman who killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018 will reportedly plead guilty today. Local station WSVN says it will allow 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz to circumvent an emotional trial and proceed directly to sentencing. Prosecutors say they will still seek a death sentence. Adele is out with her first new music in almost 6 years. Rolling Stone says Easy on Me about her divorce reduces the world to tears in its plea for patience and grace. The singer says the album 30 is an open letter to her 9-year-old son.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Some British rockers are going eco-friendly.
Coldplay vowed years ago that it wouldn't go on tour again until it could come up with a sustainable and environmentally safe way to take the stage. So in 2022, the British band starting its Music of the Spheres tour, pledging to cut its carbon emissions by 50%. Coldplay says for every ticket sold, it plans to plant a tree. And the band is also using a dance floor that generates electricity from the crowd's kinetic energy. The 10-country tour kicks off in Costa Rica in March and hits the U.S. Ricks in spring. It's Coldplay's first tour in nearly 5 years. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A turkey alert from Butterball. The company is recalling more than 14,000 pounds of ground meat because it may be contaminated with pieces of hard blue plastic. It's sold at BJ's and Kroger's. So far, no confirmed reports of injuries. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, October 15th. Produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene...
There were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.